For a classic showbiz story, there is no story like Baltimore's Town Theater story. The town is best remembered as a first-run movie theater, flourishing at the southeast corner of Utah and Fayette Streets in the downtown Baltimore of the 1950s. It opened in 1910 as the Empire and played burlesque, but the Gaiety Burlesque House a few blocks east on Baltimore Street couldn't stand the competition and paid the Empire not to play burlesque. So the theater closed and in 1913 reopened as a palace, featuring an oddball fare of amateur shows, boxing, and wrestling. But that fare did not work out either, and so in 1934 the palace reopened as once again a burlesque house. Incredibly, it failed again, and so in 1937 the palace theater was sold and converted into a parking garage. End of story? Not quite. In 1947, the Palace parking garage was converted back into a movie theater and called The Town, which settled into the comfortable role of a popular downtown movie. But there is an encore here. On September 25, 1953, a man on the FBI's most wanted list, James Elgin Johnson, made a phone call from a telephone booth, which the FBI traced to the mezzanine of The Town. Within minutes, FBI agents rushed to the town, stormed up the steps to the mezzanine, and peppered the phone booth and Johnson with bullets. You would think that all that ruckus would create panic inside the movie theater and start a mad dash for the exits. But that didn't happen because, stay with me on this, at the exact time of the shootout outside the theater, inside the audience was watching a gangster movie, I, the Jury, with a shootout on the screen. So the gunshots in the movie got mixed in with the real gunshots on the mezzanine. Pretty schmaltzy stuff, no? And here's how you know that this Baltimore story is true. You can't make this stuff up.